are you?
Buddy, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, man, I literally just got off the bus from about a 30-hour bus ride.
Wow. Well, that was, you were in Colorado?
Well, we started out in Nebraska, then, Wyoming, and then Colorado. So, yeah, so we're finally home for a couple of days, and then we head back out. So it's not a bad thing. I'm not complaining already about being back out on the bus, that's for sure.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, like, right off the bat here, is how does it feel to be performing in front of a live audience?
Man, it feels great. Feels great to be back out. You know, the only problem is that this old body is used to going up and down the road at 70 miles an hour, and then for the last 15 months, it has slept in something that's not moving.
Right.
So it's been a little weird, I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, I will just tell you this. You're coming to Southern Illinois, to Cesar here on Friday, and you're coming to a wonderful festival. I'll get to that in a second, but you're also coming into the home stomping grounds of a guy named Bryce Williams. You know that dude?
Who? He sounds familiar.
He does.
I'm trying to place where I know him from. I never really see his face. I feel the effect of what he does, but I never really get to see him.
You know, he's a pretty cool cat, and he's got a lot of family down here in Southern Illinois who I know will be up there to see him do his drumming for you on the stage. It should be a great time.
Man, you know what? I'm blessed to have a great bunch of boys that play music with me, and Bryce and his mom and dad, Tim and Rita. I mean, you know, they are some of the greatest people that we've ever had the opportunity to be around. I mean, they come out to the show, and you know, they come to different places around the country and hang out with us, and you know, and I love Bryce's family. You know, his kids and his wife Sarah. So they are great people. We're honored. I think he's been with me now a little over 10 years.
Yeah.
So you know, it's they're family.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to treat any of my guys in my band like employees, you know, because it truly is. It's a family. We're out there, and up until 2020, we spent as much time with our road family as we get to with our regular family.
Yeah.
So we're happy to get to welcome his family and all of them out, and looking forward to seeing everybody this Friday.
I was looking over your songs, and I was Facebook stalking you, and I got started in this country music thing back about the time you were the ACM new male vocalist of the year, and I tell you what, a lot has happened between then and now, Mark. And I mean, my goodness, it's got to feel good to be singing songs and people singing right back at you.
You know, it's what the most amazing feeling of all of this is when you go to, you know, when you go to a show and you walk out on stage and you're singing album cuts, you're singing something that, you know, that wasn't a single. And people are singing along with you. You know, it's a great feeling to know that people know 19 something, and they know I Do, and they know Don't Laugh at Me, and you know, and stuff like that. But you know, when they're basically singing every word with you of every song, that is just such a great feeling. I mean, it kind of it's sort of, you know, it gives you that thumbs up that maybe something that you've done in your life is a positive.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to have a great time up here on this stage. And I just wanted to touch base with you as well, because I hope folks realize, you know, Mark Wills is in town. It is a free show. I want to stress that as well, up in Cesar at the park here. But Mark, take us back, I guess. Was it at the start of 2019 that you officially became a member of the Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah, I was asked to be a Grand Ole Opry member December 21st of 2018, and you know, by Vince Gill, and then I was inducted in January of 2019. So that has been probably, you know, out of every career accolade that you can receive, that's been, you know, the best thing in my professional world. You know, I can remember being a little kid and watching the Opry on television and seeing, you know, Roy Acuff and seeing, you know, I mean, they're just all the greats, you know, all the greats from my childhood. And so to have my name on a brass plaque on that wall with Hank Williams and, you know, little Jimmy Dickens and Jim Ed Brown and, you know, just go back through, you know, go back through the history of country music. I mean, that is a, that's about as good as it gets right there, my man.
I'm telling you, that's doing something, Mark.
It is. For a boy from Blue Ridge, Georgia, that ain't too bad.
I'm telling you, that's pretty good. Blue Ridge, Georgia. So whereabouts is that in the great state of Georgia?
That is right on the Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina line.
I gotcha.
So, so you know, when you're growing up in Blue Ridge, you know, it was right there. You know, literally as far north in Georgia as you can get.
Okay, anywhere near Dahlonega? Because that's
That's actually northwest of Dahlonega.
All right, so I'm saying it right, Dahlonega.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how you tell people ain't from around here. When they get on there and they're like, you ever been to that city, Dahlonega?
Yes.
And you're like, well, yes, I have.
Yeah.
That's not how you pronounce it.
I think old Ashley McBride, she got like a little cut from the Dahlonega Chamber of Commerce on that song.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all. That was a great song, man. She's such a sweet girl, too.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, man, we are so looking forward to this. And I think, of course, you've done a few shows already. It seems to me like people are just excited as ever. You could be singing the alphabet, Mark, and we would be cheering.
Well, here's what I can tell you. You know, I talked about this the other night in the show because somebody asked about the Live from the Bunker that I had done on Facebook throughout, you know, throughout, you know, the quarantine, through the lockdown. And I said, you know, that was something that really helped preserve my psychological side because I was still getting to perform.
Yeah.
You know, but it is so much better to be out and to get to look into people's face, you know, without a mask on. And, you know, and if they still want to wear a mask, that's fine. But, you know, there was a time when it was basically mandated, you have to do this.
Yeah.
You know, now we're able to get out and do, you know, play music, and people can come out and sing to them, and that's just a great feeling. We're excited to be out there. We're excited to invite everybody out, even that Williams clan. You know, we're hoping that they'll all come out and hang out with us too.
Well, it's going to be a great night up in Cesar for the Cesar homecoming. I believe it's an 8 o'clock start time. Right there on the stage, you bring your lawn chair. You get an ear of roasted corn. I can't let you go, Mark, without letting
you. Whoa.
Yeah.
Did you just say roasted corn?
Let me tell you, this is really what the festival is famous for. I know.
Man.
And they get the corn from Georgia. They have it shipped up here. The sweet corn comes from Georgia. That's what I've been told all these years. And they made this gigantic mobile cooker. You will be presented, I think, with like a dozen ears of corn, but just get ready, okay?
Well, buddy, I'll tell you what, I can eat my weight in corn, so I'm looking, I was looking forward to it before.
Yeah.
But now I'm really looking forward to it.
It is going to be a great time, and we invite everybody on up for the Cesar homecoming. Don't miss out. Friday night, bring your lawn chair and just have a great time with Mark Wills, Grand Ole Opry member on the stage here in Southern Illinois. Mark, I really appreciate your time this morning, brother.
Thank you, Kent. Looking forward to seeing you guys on Friday.